we're going to read the Bible together because I love reading the Bible. It's 1 Corinthians 12, and some of you, I think, have read this a gazillion times, and that is great. Let's make it gazillion and one. We're going to go the whole chapter, and I want you to join in with me with the words in bold and yellow on the screen. So when I read, when we get to words in bold and yellow, you are going to say them out loud. Are they on the screen yet? Yes! Excellent. Here we go. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the Spirit. To another, faith by the Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are work of one and the same Spirit. And he distributes them to each one just as he determines. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by Spirit as to form body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, Armadalians or encounter people, and we were all given Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body was an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body, that was bad grammar of me, sorry, if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each one. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Thank you. Are all prophets?
No.
Are all teachers?
No.
Do all work miracles? Okay. Do all have gifts of healing?
No.
Do all speak in tongues?
No.
Do all interpret?
No.
Now, eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. Now, I'm so mean because there's a cliffhanger there, and if you want to know the most excellent way, go read the next chapter, but you're going to have to do that at home because we're going to just stick at chapter 12 today, as much as I love reading big chunks of Bible. Now, I've done two sermons today, just bonus for you on the Holy Spirit. I've done two sermons in the past for you on the Holy Spirit here in this space. There's the Ruach that breathes the new life and the Spirit of freedom that we've talked about. And here's the last one, the third one in a series, and this is on the Spirit, and we've just read this passage together, and this is the Spirit of connection. This is the Spirit of connection. Now, I've only ever really heard this sermon, the sermon on this passage that concentrates on the gifts. And that's a whole other sermon about the Holy Spirit that I love. The one who is generous and gives us gifts and abilities. And this passage is very clear. If you have a gift, then you should be putting it to use. Paul describes us all as parts of the body working together with a unique contribution. So here's the first thing to take on board. And for some of you, this is just enough to hear. You might need to just go home from this point. You have a contribution to make. You have a contribution to make. It is really important to know that God has given you something that will build up the body of Christ, and everyone is all the poorer if you don't engage with it. Often it comes to us in obscure ways. For instance, if you're good at proofreading, I know some people on council who would love you to do some work with them on policy. Yeah? If you know how to vacuum, there's definitely room for you at the end of each service to do some vacuuming and cleaning up after we've had morning tea. If you are a card maker, there are people who would love to receive something that lifts them up and encourages them, a physical note that tells them that they are valued. If you are a person who can drive, giving people lifts means that others can participate too. No one is without a contribution. If you can pray, if you can cook, if you can coach, if you can organize shelves of stuff, if you can count money, if you can invite people, if you can find funny clips of kittens doing cute things on the internet, there is a contribution for you. And we are all the poorer for you not making it. So, that's what we normally hear in this passage. You have a contribution to make. But the Spirit doesn't just give us gifts. The Spirit gives us connection. The Spirit gives us connection. We're going to do an experiment here. Please call out loud, both Armidale and Encounter churches. On the count of three, what is the name of your pastor? One, two, three. Okay, yeah, that was a mess, wasn't it? Beautiful. Okay, now, here we go. On the count of three, what is the name of your Lord? One, two, three.
Jesus.
Good, well done. Much more united. Yeah? Did you notice in the passage the amount of times that Paul points out that we have the same Lord, the same God, the same Spirit? Take a second, just consider for a second, and call out one by one. What are the things that is different or unique to your church congregation? What is unique about your congregation, your church?
You love to eat.
That's not unique. Sorry? Chatty. You're in chatty. The building.
We love to dance.
You love to dance.
We like to talk.
You like to talk. Yeah. Excellent. Armidale. Floyd. Puppets, for those of you that don't know who Floyd is. There are heaps of things that are unique in our churches. There are things that are unique in churches, but there is one thing that we have in common, and that we have the same Lord, the same God, the same Spirit. We have diversity, but not division. We are not uniform, but we are unified. Yeah? What is beautiful about the Holy Spirit isn't just that we have things in common. You know, having things in common is a base level thing. For example, Mel just said it before. Did you know, guys, know that Rosie and I grew up in the same church? That's something that we have in common. Did you know that Con and I grew up in the same primary school? Yep. Also, something that we have in common. Did you know that Ian and Jen, we've been in the same church together too before here as well? You know, we've got some things that are in common, right? These are all lovely, but this passage starts with what we've got in common, and then it directs us to know how we are connected. You all have something in common right now. You're sitting in the same building at the same time, sort of assuming you're doing the same thing. Yep. Yeah. We've got something in common here, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you are connected. True? Yeah. So in verse 13, it says, we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body. It's the spirit who connects us, who connects us. It's a whole new level, deeper than what we have in common. It's connection. Because when Susie and I pray together, there is connection. When Motti, who wins the award for the world's greatest encourager, praises me and I praise him, there is connection. When Jalinda and I serve together every Monday with mainly music, there is connection. When Claire and I talk for a long time, it was only a 5-minute conversation that went for 2 hours, about our hopes and our dreams for God's church, there is a connection. When Steve's not here today, Steve and I share what we're learning from what we're reading in Scripture, there is connection. The Holy Spirit not only means we have things in common, but we also have connection. Forgive me for getting very concrete and physical here, but I'd like to call up some volunteers that I teed up during the week and sort of this morning. So Michelle and Zena and Motti and Ash and was it Susie and Mabel? And I think there was one other person and I can't even remember who it is, and that's really embarrassing of me. It's fine. To get up, great, excellent. And what we're going to do here is we're going to play a bit of tug of war. So can we have Michelle and Zena, you can be on this side. And you others can be on that side. Excellent. Great. And you guys can help me untangle and get it all there. And you got one end. Okay. And then the other end's over here. Great. Fantastic. Now, the deal is you guys are going to need to strategize a little bit about how you're going to do this. Okay, because there are some rules. Firstly, do we all kind of have a sense of which side is going to win here? Just point in the direction that you think. Okay. So here's the deal, though. All right, the rules are: you guys can work together. You guys can only have one person pulling at a time. Okay. So strategize now on how that's going to work. Yep. Okay, are we ready? Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Pull it taut, but not like pulling yet. On your marks. Get set. Go.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 2.
Whoa, Susie.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, well done. Just put it there. Well done. Thank you, team. You can go sit down. Susie almost did. Wow. Okay. Firstly, the team of two. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, I was glad to have Michelle.
You were glad to have Michelle there.
Glad to have Malcolm to backstop.
Yes, glad that Malcolm was there to catch. Beautiful. Yep. What, those of you on the team of four, what was that like for you?
Hard.
Why?
Because we're getting pulled.
You were getting pulled. Yeah. You had to wait your turn. You could have been helping, but you didn't. You couldn't. It was annoying.
I felt helpful even though I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
You go. Still playing a role in contributing.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. They had to communicate more. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. You know, it's really tricky, right? Because at one point, I mean, Ash almost nearly didn't get a go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't even get to have Ash's contribution apart from calling out beautifully, right? Yeah. So interesting moment, isn't it? It didn't matter how many people you had. It was the connection that was the thing that actually made it work. It was doing it together, not even taking turns, doing it together that made it work. Friends, I know a whole lot of Christians who read this passage and diligently do their bit. Yep. They go, yes, I have a contribution to make. I'm going to make my contribution. They exercise their gift. They do the things. Good for them. But they don't know how to pull together. They don't work in team. They are not thriving in the connection that the Holy Spirit brings us. And they become tired. They become disheartened. They become martyrs, believing that everything depends on them because no one else cares. They get put on a pedestal because their contribution is so monumental. But that's not right either. They end up resenting the task. They hate using their gifts. They go off track because no one is reminding them of the purpose of the whole group. They sabotage the good things that they are doing by the way they treat people. This passage isn't just about doing your bit. It's about connection. So just like the tug of war, the Holy Spirit connecting us together is stronger than each of us doing our bit. Encounter Baptist. The first few weeks I was here, you kept saying how small you are. How you feel you're fewer in number. But it's not the number. It's the connection that makes you strong. Where you are strong as a community is where you have connected together. I reckon Paul must have watched The Addams Family. Or, if you're a Netflix person, Wednesday. That was a great series. My favourite character is Thing. I love Thing. Thing is feisty and nimble and expressive. But here's the problem for Thing. Imagine Thing trying to open one of those heavy, push against one of those heavy doors. Thing would break his wrist, yeah? Thing can tie your shoelaces, yeah? But to open a heavy door, Thing will break his wrist without the arm that extends forward and the shoulder that can bring the whole body weight to that door. Thing needs to be connected. Friends, we must not be like Thing. We need to be connected. Paul said that the eye cannot say to Thing, oh, I do not need you. Yeah? And the head cannot say to the feet, I do not need you. We need each other. An encounter, you need Chris's prophecy. And you need Con's deep thought. You need Monica's creativity. You need Mal's drive. And you need Ash's eye... the other one who's in Adelaide for detail, yeah? And Armadale, you need Jalinda's cake. You need Michelle's texts. You need Phil's evangelistic spirit. And you need Zoe's observations and questions. Paul said, you cannot say that you do not belong. Now, I know this happens a fair bit in churches. We get annoyed or we act a bit distant or we miss the vibe that we like and we think, I don't belong. Paul's a very blunt person. Have you noticed? He's very blunt. And he says, you can't say that. I don't belong. You can't say it. Paul is a very blunt person here. Verse 15 and 16, he says, now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. You can say it. It's not true. Yeah? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, just because you say so, stop being part of the body. Isn't that confronting? That's confronting. You don't get a say as to whether or not you belong. Whether or not you think so, you do. You belong. One God, one Lord, one Spirit who connects us together. For all of us, we sense the Spirit working through us when we are sensitive to the Spirit working through us together. When we pray together, when we learn together, when we serve together, when we worship together. We don't just become more connected with God. We let God connect us together. The Spirit confirms over and over that we belong to each other. Here's what I've been thinking about for the past 3 months. Encounter Baptist Church, thank you. Thank you for helping me feel like I belong very quickly. You have identified the connection really well. We've prayed together. We've learnt together. We've wrestled and problem-solved together. We've laughed together. We've shared life together. The Holy Spirit has done the transforming work of connecting us in more than a structural, contractual way, but in spirit as well. And I thank you for it. Armidale Baptist, thank you for immediately, so quickly, clicking to the connection and the benefit of spending time with another church and the deep connection between the two churches that the Spirit brings. For some of you, it took extra effort, and you have done so well in hearing that call not to isolate ourselves. Thank you for being generous in sharing my time and skills with Encounter. Both churches, you need each other. You need each other. Encounter, you need the stories of Armidale's resourcefulness and dependence on God's provision. You need to hear them. Armidale, you need to pray with people from Encounter who can help replenish your spiritual tanks. Encounter, you need some processes that Armidale has hacked through already and are happy to share in resources. Armidale, you need stories and testimonies of the simple natural habits that Encounter people take for granted that bear fruit. Both of you need warm bodies at your events, am I right? Let's help populate each other's missional endeavours. My point is this. Neither church gets to say that you don't belong to the body of Christ. And neither of you can deny that you've got something to offer the other. So there are many options for us to do things in the future. I've brainstormed a lot. Some people have heard them. But for the next month, even, just that both churches will continue to share the rhythm of worship that we've established in the past few months. Beyond that, consider praying together. Consider doing some training sessions together. Armidale, turn up to Encounter's fundraisers, yeah? Encounter, turn up to our Super Sundays. Let's do a pulpit swap. Let's have the church councils sharing resources. There's heaps of ways that we can do stuff together. Ways that still celebrate that we are unique and separate churches with a specific call and a specific mission from God. But we're still in the body of Christ, yeah? Whatever dreams that we may dream, it comes back down to the Spirit who connects us, like the nervous system connecting through a body, like the tendons connecting bone to bone, like blood oxygenating every cell. Not because we've got a structure in common or a Sunday morning routine in common. Not because we have similar interests or circumstances, but because the Holy Spirit connects the diverse and unique people deeply in unity. So we're going to reflect and pray now, and I'm sorry that things have gone late today, but we're going to do it. We're going to pray for each other. And so what I want to do, Armidalians, I've made you sit up the front for the past 3 months, and you can continue to do that in the future too. But right now, I'd actually like you to just to disperse and stand next to anyone that you know in the Encounter congregation. Encounter people, can you please stand up? This is the easiest way to make sure that we've got some cross stuff going on. And what we're going to do is just pray. Oh, good on you, Chris. What we're going to do is we're going to pray. We're going to thank God for each other, and then we're going to pray for each other, and it's going to be very simple. I'm just going to say, God, we thank you for Encounter. And Armidale people, could you just yell out one word, if you feel led, of what you are thankful about Encounter? And then I'm going to say, God, we thank you for Armidale. And people from Encounter, can you just yell out one word, things of what you thank God for about Armidale? And then I'm going to say, God, we pray for Encounter. Do the same thing. God, we pray for Armidale. Does that make sense? One word prayers. Call it out really strong. All right, here we go. Thank you, Jesus, for your body, for your church here. God, we pray for Encounter. Sorry, we thank you for Encounter. We thank you for Encounter. God, we thank you for Armidale. God, we pray for Encounter. God, we pray for Armidale. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you have done for us. And we have this in common, that you have called each one of us. You have saved each one of us. You have blessed each one of us. You have cleansed and forgiven and given hope to each one of us. We thank you for that. And we thank you that you have given your Spirit to each one of us. And you unite us by your Holy Spirit connecting us. We celebrate that today. We thank you so much for all that you're doing in this wonderful time together. We pray, God, that we may be known for our love for each other, that just as you said of the disciples, by this shall all people know that you are my disciples because of your love for each other. Within each congregation and between each congregation, we ask that you will keep on provoking us and prodding us to be open to the connection that we can have with each other that is deeper than just sitting in the same building at the same time. We praise you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Amen.